Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently, snow is falling. Yes, I'm sure you know it as I look out the window out onto Washington Street in downtown Wausau. Snow is falling. Temperature stands at 26 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in this hour at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik to talk about Wisconsin sports. Plenty to talk about, and I was ready to start railing on Adrian Griffin of the Milwaukee Bucks after the Bucks' struggles recently, but they were able to show up last night and really roll past one of the best teams in the NBA, the Boston Celtics. We'll talk about that. Of course, we'll talk about the Packers getting set for their playoff matchup against Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. Marquette struggling a bit. What does that mean for the Golden Eagles? Wisconsin on the upswing in men's basketball. So a lot to talk about. And a few Brewers avoiding arbitration. So lots on the itinerary with Paul Miklik coming up again at 9:20 this morning here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Of course, we are keeping an eye on the weather, and as you've heard from Brittany Merlot, both in terms of our live shot here and during the weather forecast updates as well, we are under a winter storm warning, which is in effect from right now until Saturday at 12 noon. It's going to be a snowy day. It's going to be a snowy evening. It's going to be a snowy start tomorrow, and then the cold weather will come in. So again, winter storm warning, basically for the entirety of the state of Wisconsin. There are some areas that actually have blizzard warnings as well, including over in northeast Wisconsin. But here in central Wisconsin, winter storm warning until 12 noon Saturday. Heavy snow expected. Total snow accumulations between 7 and 13 inches. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour will create blowing and drifting snow and poor visibilities for motorists. Travel could be very difficult, so if you are able to avoid travel, do so, especially tonight into early tomorrow, and make sure that you're aware of the widespread blowing of snow, which could significantly reduce visibility. Hazardous conditions could impact the commutes during drive time later on today. And try to avoid driving great distances, because there's not really anywhere you can go right now in Wisconsin you could avoid this winter storm. But we will continue to keep an eye on this as we continue throughout the day here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Once again, time to welcome in our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, I know that you now have a Friday evening off because your rehearsal, as you said earlier, has been postponed. I was thinking as well, it's nice that we don't have to try to trudge our way in tomorrow morning, because yeah. It's the first Saturday morning since August where Sully's college football page is not on the air, and we were fortunate during the course of the entire college football season where Sully comes in and we are part of that show. The weather was not terrible, and tomorrow would have been not fun to come in. So I guess timing is everything, right?
Absolutely.
When you look at the weekend, did you have any other plans that are going to be maybe affected at least early tomorrow, or did you have anything on the itinerary to try to chill out this weekend?
Well, I do have my other job, but thankfully I'll go there any time of the day, so I'll probably wait until the snow stops, maybe later in the day, but probably just hang out at home, probably watch some movies, have some tea. You just try to feel a little better. Unfortunately, I think I'm coming down with something, which
you're hanging around me too much, I think.
No, I think this was actually
we're in different rooms, which is a good thing, I think, because the way I've been lately.
probably something that happened at a rehearsal, because I know a few cast members have caught something. And
oh, man. I don't know about you, but
there's something nasty going around.
I tell you, you're exactly right in that respect, because, I mean, obviously, I'm out going around seeing a lot of people when it comes to being in high school gyms and high school hockey arenas, and there's been a lot of people that it's that time of year. And one of the actual positives back when we were going through the midst of COVID was when people were wearing masks, you didn't see as many colds. I mean, it just you didn't see as much in terms of that. But the last couple of winters, it's been back to normal in terms, I think, during this time of year, where you're just around so many people and there's just things that are popping back and forth. And I think that's been the case, at least with myself. And I imagine, again, as you said, there's over 30 people involved in your cast. So
22.
Oh, 22. So you're around a lot of people. Plus, you got the directors and everybody else that's involved in it as well. So I know that in terms of whether what we do here on the radio, and especially as well with you guys on stage, is you can't afford to get under the weather. I mean, you got to have that that voice be 100%, and sometimes it's easier said than done. And I've found that this week. And while I'm disappointed that we won't have our high school sports broadcast coming up later tonight, in a sense, I'm glad not to talk quite as much tonight, and hopefully give the voice a rest and maybe get past this on the weekend. So, but again, so hopefully you'll be able to. If you said you may want to, are you in a mood for a comedy? Are you in mood for a drama? Are you in mood for a musical?
Definitely a comedy, because I always believe that laughter is the best medicine. So anytime I get to watch something that makes me laugh, just it's an absolute.
Favorite comedy? My
favorite comedy. There's quite a few to choose from, but if I had to say favorite, probably.
Or even just one that you just comes to mind that, hey, this is one I really love, because I don't want to have to have you go through your mind and think everything you've ever done.
Well, one of my favorite comedies that my family and I like to watch together from time to time is A Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one.
It's so funny.
You're right. And it's basically a Star Trek spoof as well. And I love Star Trek, so it's like, you're exactly right. I think that is a very good one, and that would always be. And that's a good Friday night one too. A weekend one where you just sort of you lay back and you really enjoy it. So that might be a good one to be able to think about.
Yeah, otherwise, anything from Mel Brooks is definitely a good show. We got A Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Spaceballs.
And you go way back, you got The Producers, back. I mean, the original Producers with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. So, absolutely. Those are some good ideas. You got me thinking now.
And it's also a musical. Musical comedies I like even more.
Well, for folks that are interested, new movies that are in select theaters, streaming and video on demand this weekend, you got The Beekeeper, The Book of Clarence, The Mean Girls, the musical. It's not a remake, but it's basically a new version of Mean Girls. You got Pixar's Soul. Got Destroy All Neighbors. Lift, which is on Netflix. Role Play, which is on Prime Video. And Self-Reliance, which is on Hulu. How many of the streaming services do you have?
Let's see. I have a Disney Plus, which I pay for. Paramount Plus, which my mom pays for. Netflix, which my brother Travis pays for. And we also have a Max, which Travis also pays for.
So you're clearing
those
it out.
The main ones. We don't do like Hulu or Amazon or Peacock because we don't really use it that much. There's not really too much that we need to watch on those. So it's like most of the stuff we want to watch, we can actually find on Netflix and Disney, because Disney owns pretty much everything.
They call it the streaming wars, that eventually some of these streamers are going to fall by the wayside, that people are not going to want to pay for so many streaming services,
yeah.
And that ultimately we're going to see the cream rise to the top and see who ultimately gets through it. And it's also, again, going to be interesting to see over the next number of years what happens with network television and their connection with these streamers. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it could be a lot of change coming in terms of how you get your entertainment. So it sounds like you got plenty of choices when it comes to your streamers. So you should have no Definitely. Problem staying indoors with this lousy weather coming this weekend.
You know the weird thing? You know the other weird thing about the streaming channels is that certain movies and shows, like, they kind of get moved around the different streaming channels. Like, one week it'll be on, like, a Netflix, and the next...
Which
says,
I find odd,
it's
yeah.
leaving, and then it goes to Paramount, and then it says it's going to Peacock, and then it goes back to Netflix. Again, I don't know. It's like they're in a bidding war.
And I don't know how that goes. I mean, it seems as though you would buy the rights to it and keep it on your streamer, but that's above my pay grade. So again, enjoy your weekend and try to make sure that you stay safe and try to stay off the roads until the storm clears tomorrow. And again, we will continue to update you on the weather. Winter storm warning in effect until 12 noon tomorrow. And when all is said and done, combining this morning, this afternoon, tonight, and early tomorrow, could end up anywhere between 7 and 13 inches of snow. So again, as I said earlier, we provide information at the top and bottom of every hour. News, weather, and sports. Brittany Merlot will continue to update the weather for you as we continue throughout your Friday and into the weekend as well here on Bull Falls Radio. The time is 9:17. Again, look outside. Look out on Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. That snow is not too heavy right now. Just coming down lightly, but it's starting to add up. I see on the vehicles across the way, the windows are being covered up with the snow. And as we get later in the day, right now, again, the trees are not moving. It's very calm out there in terms of the wind, not very much wind, but that is going to change. The wind will be picking up 30 to 40 miles per hour later, making the driving conditions, blowing and drifting of snow, much, much more difficult. The time is 9:18. We're going to come back, have our Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Micklick coming up. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. The time is 9:20, and talk about dedication. Every Friday, Paul Micklick comes over, usually not too far from Newman Catholic High School, but today, obviously, everybody's closed down because of the storm, and you don't really live that close to here, but you still pop on in, battle it here early. Again, right now it's not as bad. It's going to be much later on, but I appreciate you coming on in and helping me carry the load here on a Friday morning.
Oh, anytime, and I got to stop in at Newman anyways.
So there's always something, right?
I was just saying, it's never...
That's why with me. I always have to stop. Even when I'm not working, I'm stopping to do something here. You
yes.
know, it's like, when with you, I'm sure you have to stop in all the time, even when it's like, well, I got to go in there and do this.
Yes, yes. So it just was a later start to the morning, which is good.
Let's start off. We'll talk more. We'll talk in the next segment about the Packers. We got a little bit more time. I wanted to talk about the Bucs because going into before last night, And I'm thinking about what we're going to talk about today. And I'm thinking, I was going to come in here and tell you that the Milwaukee Bucks downgraded their coach this year, because I was starting to get frustrated with the way they were performing in some of these games, and the fact that they're not playing any defense, and the fact that they just seem to be not coming together in the way that I thought they would. And then last night they come out, and I get in the car after the girls' basketball game last night. I turn on the radio, and they're up by 38 points. But the thing about it is, I want to ask you this. Do you think the Bucks have upgraded from Budenholzer to Adrian Griffin?
I mean, looking at... Again, I'm just, you know, we talk about this all the time, Chad. I'm just looking at results and looking at stats and looking at that stuff. No, and until last night,
right? Which was I'm thinking all yesterday about this, and all of a sudden I get in the car, it's 30. I mean, the crazy thing is, last weekend they're playing a team in Utah at Pfizer Forum, who's under 500, and they're down by more than 30 points at halftime.
That was less. This is Monday.
Oh,
Chad, that was Monday.
I have no sense of time anymore.
That was Monday. They're booing them.
They should have. I'm not a boo guy. I don't go to a game and I boo with the team I'm rooting. No, I don't do that. But in that case,
well, I hope you don't boo them, because no. They'd be booing me on the radio, Chad.
Well, I'm talking about when I'm not, you know, on the clock. But the idea of... you know, being at home and just not showing up like that. And the only thing is that I looked and said, well, make sure who's playing. And I know that Damian Lillard was not playing, but still, I mean, it wasn't like they were sitting their top four players like you sometimes see in the NBA. But then last night, but again, it almost frustrated me a little bit more when I thought about it last night is, well, if you're going to do that against Boston, how do you lose four of the previous five against, you know, the teams like Houston and Utah and these other teams and Indiana, who seems to have their number right now? I am completely confounded by this team, and I'm not confident right now that they're going to be able to fix it, because one of the issues, as wonderful an offensive player Lillard is, he's never been known as a defensive stopper like Drew Holiday.
Couple things there.
Yeah, I threw a lot out there.
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, what was concerning about Monday was after the game on Saturday at Houston, Giannis called him out.
Yes.
So I was expecting that they were to come out and give their best effort that they had all year.
It was like a 7.5-minute rant.
Yes, yes. I was expecting what happened last night to happen on Monday, which was concerning, which was even more concerning. That's when the booing started on Monday. The second thing is some of the stuff he was talking about scheme defensively, and he was saying we have no identity on defense. Are we stopping the three-pointer? Are we stopping the drive? What are we stopping? Because right now we're stopping nothing,
right?
And that's called coaching. So that was the number two thing that was concerning. And what was great last night during the game, somebody was texting me and saying that, you know, they're making excuses for the Celtics already. So I was thinking that the Celtics didn't have their starters in. And then I looked at it. No, they did. I mean, they came out there and took a 70 or a 37-point lead on the best team in the NBA.
Right.
Are they to the point where last year they put everything into it and now they're just showing up when they want to show up? And that's called the NBA. I mean, even in the Celtics case, I mean, they got the Celtics. That was the biggest halftime deficit by a team that was in first place in modern day history. I mean, think about it. I mean, that's crazy to think that. So that tells me that they have the capability of doing that all the time. Now with Lillard, I would be shocked if they do not make a trade for something. So for somebody, a guard defensively, not saying that we're getting rid of Lillard. No, I'm just saying like a PJ Tucker from like 4 or 5 years ago. I think that's where somebody they're going to get. That'll be my guess.
And there's actually some rumbles about PJ Tucker coming back, but the numbers are hard to make work right now, because obviously the Bucks are paying a lot of money to a few different players. But it's something you've been talking about as well, is it's not about the regular season, it's about the playoffs. The thing about it is, I don't see right now, and again, we're what, middle of January, but they've been talking about these issues now for a month and a half. I mean, and that's the thing that's a little disconcerting, that you're not seeing them take any strides forward at the same time. And I go back to, again, where Terry Stotts left. I don't know whether or not this group, and it's not just the head coach, sometimes it's the group, they have had a major change with their number one assistant leaving. I don't know if anybody filled that or whether or not they're really getting everything out of this. And that, again, it's, it, I guess, disconcerting. But again, if they do it when it counts, then people forget about it. But again, this team, a lot of question marks, I guess, is the bottom line.
Well, until last night, I mean, they had some wins, the good wins. Don't get me wrong, dear Corey. But they didn't have that kind of win to say, okay. Yeah. I mean, before that, it was scary because even when they're winning, it was struggling. I mean, it didn't matter who it was
that
they're playing.
Real funny that you said that. I was listening to the radio on the drive home last night, and the Bucks announcer said that he was talking to one of the players. I can't remember who it was. And the player said, we have to start winning games by more so we don't have to play 48 minutes every night where you have to in hard minutes, where it's a stressful minutes, because during the course of a long season, it does add up. And he said they were playing a lot of these games where you had to battle right to the end. And and theoretically, they're good enough where they should be blowing out some of these teams and being able to, and that builds them and makes it easier the next game. It all adds up, doesn't it?
Yep. I mean, is there a chance that these teams that some of them have, it's been poor luck that they shot the lights out against?
True.
I mean, Utah had 11 three-pointers. I don't care if you play no defense or not. 11 three-pointers in the first quarter is pretty good. I mean, even like I said, even if there's no defense out there, so I sometimes you kind of gotta take it, you know. And last night, when I first started watching, Boston was 2 for 18 from 3-point range, like early in the third quarter.
Good luck.
You're not gonna win 2 for 18. I mean, and but you're also not gonna beat a team when they shoot 11 3-pointers made in the first quarter.
Exactly right. So, again, just craziness. I mean, Monday to be down by more than 30 to Utah at home and then to turn the tables on Boston on Thursday, just nutty. And frankly, I'm glad I didn't go to either of those games. If I'm buying tickets to the games, I'd rather have something a little more. I mean, last night would have been fun, but the Monday night game would not. Because I don't think the Celtics played any of their starters, I think, in the second half, what I heard.
No, they kind of took their ball and went home. Yeah, I mean, actually, not kind of. They actually did do that.
We got to take a quick timeout and then come back. We'll talk Packers and more with Paul Micklin coming up after a news update on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Talking to Wisconsin sports. Always a good way to end the work week, head towards the weekend with Paul Micklin from New McCaffick. And good weekend for you because you get another Packer weekend. You keep telling me it's like just keep on playing because it makes days like this and the winter season go by a little bit quicker. And Sunday the Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys down at AT&T Stadium in Big D. Number one, I was shocked they didn't play it on Monday night because I thought, oh, when they're playing Dallas, we're going to put that game on Monday night. That's going to suck. I have to wait all weekend long and then be back into the new work week and play on Monday night. I'm so happy they're playing on the weekend on Sunday. But first, last week, they found a way. And the thing about it was, how did they only score 17 points without punting?
They dominated that game.
Yes.
It was 420-something. To 190 something yards. That game, when I looked up at the end and I'm looking at those stats, I'm thinking to myself, it felt like that. But then you look up and you're like, in the NFL, that's not even close.
No.
I mean, they literally controlled that game from the get-go. A couple mishaps on their own part, but they had total control. That might have been the most control that they had. I mean, obviously, I think Minnesota, they probably did too, but I think even this game was even more. Their whole season, they had the most control of the game. It was one of those games where you're like, you could tell that it's like we keep on, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot, so to speak, and just not getting quite over that hump because it could have been easily probably a 2-touchdown lead at halftime. Right. And with the Bears' offense, they weren't scoring 2 touchdowns.
Packers, this, again, it's a pretty amazing because you recall early in the season, we're wondering if they were ever going to score a point in the first half. You know offense. What has been the biggest change where they couldn't score a point in the first half for, what, three games in a row? And now a team that Love looks confident and they're moving the ball up and down the field. What are you seeing that changed during the course of the season?
You know, without being there every day and seeing it, because I think there's a lot of factors that are into this, to be quite frank with you. I mean, obviously having Jones the last 3 weeks has helped that part of it. And I do think that the times that we thought that the world was ending, and me included, in their world, it wasn't ending. I think they are a close knit. I mean, the juice that they were showing to make that playoffs was like a college atmosphere, was like a state title high school atmosphere kind of thing. That those guys were, they're so young and they're loving it and they're enjoying it and they're enjoying the journey together, and they did not ever. He never lost that locker room, and that's another thing that I think that was huge. And obviously, Jordan Love's the real deal, and I'm gonna be honest, both of us thought that he was gonna be okay at the beginning of the year. We kept on saying give him time. I think that we never went away from that, but he is a huge difference, obviously. He looks so confident in there. He looks like the line's gotten better. You could go with that. I think the play calling's gotten better. He's been more aggressive. The receivers have gotten better. There's so much that has gotten better, and to put this all together and think that this is our future, you know, it's not even about Sunday. It's just like right. It's fun. It's enjoyable to think that what we have to come yet.
This is an interesting game in many ways. But Dallas at times looked like, man, they go up and down the field unstoppable. They have a defense that can be really, really good. And then other times, especially against 49ers and Buffalo and some of these other games, even Miami, everything's hard. It feels like the kind of game that Dallas could come out there and it'd be 21-0.
Yep.
And it feels like the kind of game where the Packers are going to be able to win the game, too.
Yep.
This is the kind of game I wouldn't want to bet on.
No.
It feels as though, will the real Dallas Cowboys stand up? Because I think we're going to see the Packers continue to play. They're still not a great football team. They're a good football team. I think that they're going to play a good game. But if Dallas plays their best game, they're better. Would you agree with that?
100%. They're probably a couple touchdown better, especially at home, if they do that. But the great thing about this is, Chad, there's no pressure. These kids are going to go out there and they're going to have some fun. I think that's why that the Packers are going to stay with them. And if you can stay with them and have a chance at the end, that's all you can ask for. But I'll tell you this right now, the reality of this is, and I don't care what anybody says, is if the Cowboys lose, all the pressure's on them. I'm talking not even like 99% of it. I'm talking 100% of it. And he's going to be – Mike McCarthy's in trouble if he doesn't win this game.
Oh, I think he's gone if he doesn't win this game.
I think so, too.
I think that his playoff record has to – last season he finally got a win in the playoffs. But if that team does not make the NFC Championship game, I would be surprised if he's back, to be honest with you.
So you're saying they have to win two?
I kind of think they do have to win two because they're going to be at home.
Home, both of them.
I think if they lose at home, you're going to see that Jerry Jones booth shot, and he's not going to be a very happy guy.
We should put up money on how many shots we're going to see Jerry Jones. I know you love seeing him.
Oh, I do. And it's always so wonderful when they do something good and have that look on his face.
I'll tell you this right now.
I hate that.
I know you do. That's why I love bringing it up. But they're going to play them. They're going to play them offensively. Now it depends on who's the. We don't know. I mean, Watson sounds like he might give it a go. You know, probably at 80% or whatever he says he is. Alexander, to see if he plays.
Yeah, is that crazy? I mean, that he gets hurt again, some sort of freak accident. Because actually, he did well last week.
When he guarded him man on man, Moore didn't have a catch.
Right.
I mean,
he's got the talent, but. He's a head case.
Did you catch him doing that to the reporter?
I did.
That was hilarious.
I know it was.
He is. I like the guy.
He's got the kind of guy you like to hang out with. It would not be boring, that's for sure.
No, I was watching during warm-ups and stuff last week. The guy is always he's got more energy. I wish I had that much energy every day when I woke up, because he's he does bring something to him, some charisma. My guess is he might not be the easiest guy to coach, though.
No, we know that much,
and that's a big difference in that. But I do like their secondary though overall.
Yeah, I mean they've done a great job. And I guess bottom line, are they going to win?
Well, after all you said, and I said that this is going to be a tough game to call. I'm going to say
no one's holding to you.
I'm going to say probably not. They're probably not going to. But they gave me another week, and they gave us. How many do you think they got to win off? My more biggest question to you is: do they have to win two games or one game to keep Joe Barry? I mean that's the thing that I'm asking.
I know, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't think he's coming back at this point. I think because you have the theory that LaFleur has taken over a little bit in terms of saying, okay, we got to be more aggressive and to do things. It's worked out really well the last 2 weeks. Man. And the thing about it is the Packers don't like to make those kind of changes. They tend to be pretty stable in a lot of ways. But I still have this in the back of my mind, Joe Barry, the human shield.
The thing is, though, if they win a game or two,
then you can keep them
for another year.
You can push it back another year. And the thing about it, though, is a guy like Gutekunst, boy, you got to give him credit. I mean, his drafts have been providing a lot of great talent. So I don't think that he would have to feel like, hey, you know, he has to feel pretty good about it. I don't know what it would be interesting to know how close LaFleur and Barry really are. It's hard to tell, to me at least.
I think they got to be pretty close. I mean, I'm just this personally.
Right.
I think they got to be pretty close. He feels maybe not close relationship, but he feels confident having him there. Because if
the devil you know as opposed to the devil you don't know.
Correct. But the thing is, though, there's a lot of good coaches out there now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially defensive coaches that are looking for a job.
Well, Bill Belichick.
I know that. That's not the guy. The guy from Tennessee, though, he worked with him at Tennessee.
Oh, I think Vrabel will get a head coaching job.
That's what people say. But
then again, you don't know. You don't know.
You like retreads. I know that you like nepotism and retreads. Yeah, that's right up your alley.
By the way, real quick. Belichick leaving. And the thing is, I've never been a Belichick fan. But when I think about it, big picture, 24 years, 6 Super Bowl championships, I give the guy a little bit more rope. I think you earn it when you get 6. You have a 25% Super Bowl rate. I know things went off the rails a little bit this year. But it sounded as though he and the owner came to the agreement. But at the same time, I guess nowadays you don't see guys who get great success get a chance to rebuild as much, do we? Because when you go down, they tend to replace the guy.
I'm gonna say this: over these last couple months, I'm more respectful, and I know you don't like him, Saban than Belichick. Just from watching and listening and seeing some of the stuff.
He's mellowed out, hasn't he, Saban?
He has, and truly, I think he actually is looking to make people better as a college coach.
Right.
And I respect that.
Right. The stories you hear about Belichick, but not even saying hello to people in the hall, it's garbage.
It's garbage, and I think they got rid of him to save him, to be honest with you, because it makes it look that it wasn't coaching, it was Tom Brady. Okay, so if they have another year and he came back to them and they didn't have success, what is that more ammo for?
And now they have a high pick and they probably want to get their next quarterback and they probably don't trust this guy because he's blown up that relationship with Mac Jones. As a coach, you have to. There's so many different ways of going about it. Make sure it looked like Jones lost his confidence based on because Belichick was throwing him under the bus all the time.
Correct. Correct.
That team was not great. It wasn't just the quarterback's fault. And
correct. And let me tell you this though: is Saban? He's retired. He's going. He's gone. He's gonna stick
which
around.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing.
I mean,
he looks great.
Oh, no kidding.
Belichick. He wants 15 wins. He's not coming back as a defense coordinator.
I know.
He's chasing victories.
And the thing is, that's probably the worst thing to do, because how many times in the history, if you go back, the second act is never as good as the first act. I mean,
correct.
It's
well, let's remember the guy didn't win at a few other places before he got to New England.
Right.
I mean, so the guy, I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to win anywhere else.
Right. Yeah. It'll be interesting. Oh, real fast in our last few minutes. What the heck is going on with Marquette?
And then Sean Jones.
I know.
I mean, they're in trouble. I mean, they're in trouble. I don't think Tyler Koliak is playing very well. I mean, the last like three games, his stats have looked awful.
It's like they peaked too early. I mean, they were playing so well, and then all of a sudden the conference starts, and now it's been a big struggle. I mean, they're 2-3. They're lucky they're not 1-4.
Correct. I mean, they're looking now it's like, well, maybe that we need that Wisconsin win back. I mean, I was thinking that was Wisconsin needed. Right. And then, you know,
now Wisconsin's actually going to be above Marquette.
And
Badgers
and
are really, really going well.
That was a great win. Somebody said, did you see Connor in the highlights at the end? Here's a kid that's not playing that much, and he played some more against Ohio State, but he comes off the floor, and they won, and he's jumping, and he's cheering, and he's always tweeting things out about how great wins Badgers are. I'll tell you this right now. That's called coaching Greg Gard. And anybody that says that for all these years, get rid of Greg Gard, right. Get rid of Greg Gard. I'll tell you this right now. He has total and complete control of that locker room. He's a great human being, and that was a great hire, and I know you don't agree with it.
The thing is, I like Gard a lot. I'm not going to go as far as saying I approve of what Bo did, but in the end it worked out. Sometimes it works out.
Because sometimes they know. I mean, you're right. Sometimes they're doing it just to make friends. But Bo Ryan knew that Greg Gard needed it.
But Bo went over the top of his boss to do it.
Correct. But I mean, Barry likes to make a splash too. And the thing is, though, same.
Are we gonna rehash?
No, I mean, I'm talking about Chris McIntosh too, about Paul Christ and stuff like that. Like, making a big splash is not always the answer.
No, it's not.
I mean, I think Wisconsin will be better next year football, don't get me wrong, but it didn't go quite the way that they wanted it to, did it?
No, it did not. And you're right. Greg Gard is number one, as you said, he's the kind of guy that you want to see as a college coach. He's not a vagabond. He's not a guy that is, cutthroat. He builds a program. He has a great program. And he's been able to maintain what Bo was able to build and Dick Bennett was able to build. So, again, absolutely. 100%. He's a guy that I hope is around for a very long time because he's good for Wisconsin.
And Shaka Smart's good for Marquette.
Exactly. So we're in a good spot there.
We are.
Enjoy the weekend. Stay out of the snow.
It'll go fast and enjoy yourself and get
go,
get,
pack,
get,
go, right?
Get healthy this week, all right?
Go Pack Go.
Hey, upset. They're going to pull it off. I changed my mind. They're going to win.
Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51. It is Friday, January the 12th of 2024, and time for our daily history lesson, some famous events that occurred on this date in history. Great day in history. Great day because on this date in 1966, the legendary TV series Batman, starring Adam West and Burt Ward, debuted on the ABC television network. I think I've seen every Batman television episode many times. Adam West, just the best. So Batman's birthday today, 1966, TV series debut. On this date in 1969, Led Zeppelin's debut album was released. On this date in 1971, All in the Family debuted on the CBS television network. On this date in 1991, an act of the U.S. Congress authorized the use of military force to drive Iraq out of Kuwait. On this date in 1995, the televised murder trial of football superstar O.J. Simpson began in Los Angeles. Eventually, he was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. On this date in 2019, Missy Elliott became the first female rapper to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And 1 year ago today, 2023, Lisa Marie Presley, singer-songwriter, only daughter of Elvis Presley, died. Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Some famous folks celebrating their birthdays today. Radio legend Howard Stern. Howard Stern turning 70 years old today. News correspondent Christiane Amanpour is 66 years old today. Actor Oliver Platt turns 64. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is 60 years old today. Singer-director Rob Zombie turning 59. Actor Rachel Harris of New Girl and Lucifer is 56. Melanie Chisholm, may not know that name, but better known as Sporty Spice of the Spice Girls. Sporty Spice, Melanie Chisholm, turning 50 years old today. Issa Rae of Insecure is 39, and singer Zayn Malik is 31 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 to 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Curried Chicken Day. It is Glazed Donut Day. I like those glazed donuts.
Me too.
I wish we had a Krispy Kreme, though.
Yeah.
Those are the best glazed to me.
We used to have one.
Yeah, for a very short time. But it went away too fast.
It did.
International Kiss a Ginger Day. It is Hot Tea Day. It is Pharmacist Day. Stick to your New Year's Resolution Day. So let's stick to it. And it's Work Harder Day. Hey, we're working hard, so doggone it, Work Harder Day. Well, Work Harder Day it is. All right. Those are the special events.
All right.
Time now for our number for the day.
Okay.
And we talked about traffic safety earlier.
Yes.
And our number for the day involves traffic safety, in fact.
Okay.
The topic, I'm going to ask you to guess the number. The All number right. of vehicle crashes each day in the United States of America. So average number of vehicle crashes each day. How many fender benders? Could be a minor crash. Could be a major crash. Vehicle crashes in the U.S. each and every day.
Each
What's your
and
guess?
Every day. I would have to say, and this is going to be a wild guess, and I hope I'm wrong on this one, but I'm going to say every day. Okay. Each day.
Yeah, the average number of crashes.
Average number of crashes each day. So I'm going to say 10,000?
It's not a bad guess.
Okay.
If you doubled it, you'd be very close. The number of vehicle crashes each day in the United States of America, 19,937. So actually, you were not that far off, but that's a lot. And again, those are minor little fender benders, everything up to major crashes as well. So that is our number for the day. Before we continue, need to remind you that, again, there is a winter storm warning in effect for our area until 12 noon tomorrow. Heavy snow expected as we get into the day. It's been light snow so far. We will expect the winds to start kicking up as well. Total snow accumulations between 7 and 13 inches. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour will create blowing and drifting snow and poor visibilities for motorists. So again, travel, very difficult. Again, if you're able to, try to avoid travel tonight and especially early tomorrow as well. And then, of course, the temperatures will go way down. It's going to start to, temperatures will start to dip tomorrow after the snow ends, and then it's going to be very, very chilly for the rest of the weekend and into early next week. So, again, it sounds like a night to get under the covers, watch a movie or two, and try to wait for the snow to come to an end.
Absolutely.
All right, Ian. Well, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Shed. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday and happy snow blizzard.
Yes, happy blizzard day.
But we will be back Monday morning from 8 until 10. Coming up from 10 until noon, stick around. Matt and Air on Air. Then from noon until 2, it is the Todd Alba Show. From 2 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Crudy from 4 until 6, and Maggie Dawn from 6 until 7. Have a great weekend, and always appreciate you joining us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.